Once you see the chief in person, you don't forget what he looks like. His features are undistinguished, but he is tall, about 6'3", and exceedingly thin. Gaunt is how you would describe him, although he is not ill, he is just built that way. Sunken cheeks and a sharp nose accentuate a face that is already long and narrow. He is, in fact, just this side of concentration camp emaciated. He wears custom-made suits because anything off the rack looks baggy. There is no expansion in his chest, no bulge in his stomach, no widening of his hips, no gluteus in his maximus. If you had a napkin ring that just fit the top of his shoulders, it would slide down to his feet. The chief is content with the way he looks. He knows that his odd appearance is magnetic, that it rivets people's attention on him. He also feels that it leads people to underestimate him. That may or may not be the case, but in any event, those that would do so are likely to regret their miscalculation. It's not that the chief is by nature a violent sort. True, his line of business can be a tad rough and tumble on occasion, and for that eventuality, he has associates he can call on who are less fastidious than he. But, as a rule, he prefers to achieve his objectives by getting other people to see things his way. As it turns out, the chief finds the exercise of muscle rarely necessary. The background threat of it is usually quite sufficient. That, and the chief's power of logic and persuasion, which are more than a match for Ralph's. Overall, it is remarkable how often folks come to see things the chief's way. The chief gestures to invite Ralph to take a seat in one of the spindly chairs. He dispenses with the usual social niceties. No, so how was your Thanksgiving? No, did you get any golf in before the weather closed in? Just right away, all business. So, Ralph Collins, how is life in the Tony suburb of Newton? Ralph and Bonnie bought a house in the Tony suburb of Newton after Ralph made district manager. Ralph understands that the chief's question is neither friendly nor disingenuous. It is an oblique reference to the fact that Ralph has a big mortgage now, leaving less cash available to pay off his gambling debt. Ralph pretends to a sanguine nonchalance he doesn't really feel, and in his anxiety he makes a mistake. "It's good," he says. "You know," he says, "one of the reasons we moved to Newton is the great school system. Now it looks like we did the right thing for the right reason. We just found out that Bonnie, my wife, Bonnie, she's pregnant.